Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're broadcasting live from just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. We got here yesterday, and we are going to be doing an event tonight at Surprise, Arizona, at the Salvation Army Christian Center, which is 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, Surprise, Arizona. This will be at 6 p.m. tonight again at Surprise, Arizona. So if you're in the area, please come out and say hello to us. We'd love to see you. It's been a long trip, that's to say the least. But we are here now doing the stuff, and we are fulfilling the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. And with that said, friends, first things people ask is, so Bradley, what did you experience when you got into the airport? Well, I didn't see a lot of illegals, but I did see some. As a matter of fact, that was the first thing that I was looking for was the illegals. And in the process of doing that, I wanted to see if it was exactly to what they bolstered it to be concerning the numbers across the board. Now, this I didn't see firsthand. But I did see a lot of, I would suspect probably 30 to 50 illegals sitting down asking for instructions as to the city that they're going to. Because, of course, you know as well as I do, Sheriff Mark Lamb had taken the time to share with us that they have been given free airplane tickets to the destination of their choice. And this is exactly what's happening across the board. Folks, I was also, before the show, reading the whole Declaration of Independence, and hopefully we'll tap into this in just a little bit. But before we do, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, friends, what you're going to find is a lot. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. And when you go over to that page, that's the fruit of the ministry, and that's how you're supposed to judge us. But when you're at sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you see a whole plethora of topics that you can choose from on our website. You can also see that we have the Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth and Journalism Award. So we are giving it to you 13 to 15 articles a day from contributors across the United States of America that are preachers, constitutionalists, activists, former military, law enforcement, and the list goes on. So we're giving it to you again firsthand from people that actually have a stake in the game, per se, as to who we are and what needs to be done in the process of reclaiming what is ours. Again, as I said, I was just reading in the Declaration of Independence. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page and subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the left side of that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And if you want to call in, friends, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And obviously, friends, there's a whole lot of that going on in this country today. I want to show you some things going on concerning the border, folks, as I just tapped into a moment ago. But we're seeing from the said Daily Caller that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, I want you to think about this. The Department of Justice is suing Texas to prevent states from arresting migrants, not illegal migrants, but arresting migrants who enter into the United States of America illegally. Americans, are we all on the same page in understanding what, in fact, is happening in the United States of America? This government, this representative, the limited government in which you have in front of you today, Americans, are acting hostile to what our forefathers, in fact, established. As a matter of fact, if you take the time and you look at the Declaration of Independence just for one example concerning what it is that our forefathers established, you're going to find out in short order and in quick order, friends, as to the fact that what you're seeing is foreign to what our forefathers established, and this on so many different levels. But this is not a Department of Justice, friends. This is a Department of Injustice. And if you read Isaiah 5:20, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. And this isn't an issue of what Joe Biden's doing, his criminal administration, his treasonous acts. This is an issue and a reflection of what the American people will tolerate as they sit back and they're entertained out of their freedoms on so many different levels. But I just want to reiterate this and just teeing this off, friends, that the Department of Justice is allegedly suing Texas. Now, keep in mind, friends, and I say this often, but it's important that you get this, the federal government is a creation of the states, okay? The federal government now has desensitized the American people, put that up against Hosea 4:6, into believing that they are all-powerful, when in fact, they are the tail wagging the dog, okay? We have the 10th Amendment for the very purpose of what we're seeing today. This is the Bill of Rights. Take the time to read it. And when you read the 10th Amendment, we have a right, friends, to say, nope, you're not doing that, and putting the federal government back into its place. But again, instead of taking the time and educating ourselves to understand what is in fact happening, most people will take it for face value as these conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are continuously highlighting a bunch of nonsense. So Americans, when the Department of Injustice is suing a state to prevent illegals from coming into the United States of America, if that is not provision in which our forefathers established in telling us to deal with these injustices, and this starts with the president, this starts with the legislative branch, the executive branch, the judicial branch, and everyone all the way down to our communities, if they violate that Constitution, folks, you are to lawfully remove them, okay? So this is a reflection of what the American people are tolerating today. To suggest that the Department of Justice is going to sue a state to stop illegals from coming into America is the most ludicrous thing I think I've ever heard in all of my life, or at least one of them. And what do we get? Well, we get another highlighted topic from the same outlet, and I'm going to get to that to you in just a moment, friends. And what I'm going to highlight here, friends, is how the show goes on. And this is the very definition of controlled opposition. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Calling in from New Hampshire. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Sophia?
Hi. My question is this. First of all, I want to tell you, Bradley, that I agree with everything you say. But my question to you is, how do we legally and lawfully remove these criminals from office when we have a corrupt legal system?
Well, that's the issue right there, isn't it? And hopefully we're going to get into more of that when I read off the Declaration of Independence. Let me just give you kind of a guideline really quick, okay, Sophia? If you take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, you're going to find that 3/4 of that documentation, which, by the way, takes you about 20, 25 minutes to read it, you're going to find that 56 signers and less than 3% of the population with 13 colonies threw off a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God, number one. And it showed us the resolve by the Constitution in which they established. So in a lot of ways, the Declaration of Independence is the seedbed, okay? So understand why the Constitution was established. Secondly, when you look at bringing it to the resolve, Article 2, Section 4 tells us that we are to impeach our said representative government. And understanding this, Sophia, that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So they operate on delegated authority from we the people under God. When they act outside of that scope of authority or delegated authority, the people are supposed to impeach them for the smallest of infractions. They lie.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. But my question is, how do we do that with a corrupt legal system? God has to intervene. We have to be praying 24/7. We have to be. And the Holy Spirit is, me personally, I say to my husband all the time, what can I do? What can I do? And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to guide me. You know, I do talk to other people. Most people I talk to agree. What's going on is satanic and criminal, and our country is being dissolved right from under our feet. And a lot of it is because we have not, we are under God's judgment because we're like a Sodom and Gomorrah. Unfortunately, we allowed all of this disgusting criminal behavior to become acceptable over the years.
That's right. Well, in answering that, and I say this with all due respect, one of the things that we have been hearing from the church in America for the last six decades is that they're going to pray about it. Well, you can pray all that you want to, but eventually, and go back to the patriarchs of the faith, let's just go back to David for a moment, and saying that you can pray all that you want to, but just keep in mind, eventually David had to pick up a stone and act against Goliath. And it's
absolutely
the same here, because faith without works is dead. And here's the issue that I run into continuously, Sophia.
Well, they think they're going to be raptured out of here. So I don't even think their prayers are effectual, to be quite honest.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be raptured out of here anyways. We're not going to be raptured.
No, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying the churches at large think they are. So I don't think the prayers are effectual. I think they believe they're going to escape all of this. So who cares, you know? But they're not going to escape all of this.
No.
They're not.
They're not going to. They can go ahead and listen to that nonsense all that they want to. But if you read John 17:15, it clearly tells us, Jesus praying to the Father, Father, I pray that you take them not out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one.
Through it. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So the point is, I want to finish your question. I want to finish giving you the answer, if I can here, Sophia. You asked me, what do we do? I'm giving you the resolve right now, but for some reason or another, this is not what people want to hear. It's not an issue of just praying about it. It's an issue of going in and teaching those that are violating the Constitution and not stopping at impeachment, but also Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 tells us that they're to be prosecuted for their crimes against we the people. What we're seeing, Sophia, is our said representative, which are extorted from top to the bottom, that are just doing what they're told, that are doing their best to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in a global image. That's what's happening. They're operating in a manner that's foreign to the Constitution. And if that's the case, we can sit back all that we want to, and I'm talking about 329.5 million people, and pray about it. But the bottom line is the Lord expects to see our faith in action. And until the American people stand up and take their government back and remind our said representatives that they work for us, this isn't going to stop, because they're just playing off of each other is what they're doing, Sophia. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. I totally appreciate the phone call. I'd like to move on to the next point here, if I could. Again, I'm giving you resolve here on the Sons of Liberty, folks, and I'm giving you lawful resolve because we desire reformation here. But I'm highlighting the fact that right now, the said Department of Justice is suing Texas. Notice how they're playing off of each other, friends. Notice how nothing's being done. Notice how they're playing the blame game. Does anybody pay attention to the fact that what we have, friends, are a bunch of bad actors? Look at this article. This is another one from the Daily Caller. This is the new compromised and extorted Speaker of the House named Mike Johnson. Listen to what he says. We're completely overrun. House Speaker Mike Johnson describes conditions at epicenter of border crisis. Wait a second. I didn't know that it was anybody's job in any representative position in government in the United States of America to just sit back and tell us what's going wrong with the country. I thought it was their purpose. I thought it was the purpose of our said representatives to magnify the law instead of just blaming Joe Biden for all the crimes and how this whole border crisis is completely created by Joe Biden. I'm just curious, Mikey. I'm just curious, other said representatives on what they call the right. How come you haven't brought forth the articles of impeachment? How come nobody's put a stop to Joe Biden's treasonous act? Because they're a part of the team, friends. That's what you haven't understood. And this is what I keep trying to show people, and that's why I brought up the Washington Generals yesterday, or the day before that, and talking about the team that the Harlem Globetrotters bring on the road with them. They're a losing team, and it's the same thing with what's going on here right now, friends, because we all well know there is no constitutionally a Republican Party, nor is there a Democratic Party, nor is there 98% affiliations concerning the party affiliations. The think, and therein lies the problem. Americans, how many times I'm out on the road once again, I'm in Arizona once again, waking the people up. And you know what's interesting, folks, is the events that I've done across the country, I'm up in the 3,000s now. Many of the people that we've done events for, we turn around and we look at what they're doing to see if they learned the lesson. You know what they're doing, folks? They're still playing the unconstitutional game. And see what we have here, friends, is we have a bunch of grown-ups. Let's call it for what it is. A bunch of grown-ups that haven't grown up. They keep going along with the political game. And again, keep in mind, these are the people that say they're sick and tired of the establishment. But have a conversation with them, friends, because 2 minutes into your conversation, you're going to understand the language that they understand. And I want to tell you which one it is. The language that's been created, the political language that's been made and created to make lies sound truthful. The problem isn't what these bad actors are bringing forth so much as what the American people fail to learn when the Lord goes to the front of their face, points the finger, by the way, that's what Torah means, points the finger at their face and says, listen to what I'm telling you. You're playing a game that doesn't exist, and then yet go back to it. See, what I do is I find myself casting pearl before swine because I see these dogs return back to their own vomit. And again, these are the ones that love going around that mountain over and over and over again, and they wonder why they're in the exact same position they were 2 years ago and 4 years ago, because they don't want the resolve. They don't want the answers. They want to play politics. The grown-ups in America, they haven't left the fifth grade yet or the sixth grade yet. No, they like to play the little gossip games. They like to play the blame games. And until Americans take responsibility for what's going on here, we're going to keep bringing news like this, friends. We're going to bring controlled operatives like Mike Johnson giving you the gloom and doom report saying we're completely overrun rather than we're not going to put up with this. I'm a said representative. I'm to uphold the law, and I'm going to deal with Joe Biden. Have you seen any of them do this? Absolutely not, you have. Not a one. Matter of fact, what we have today, friends, is even Jim Jordan, little extorted Jim Jordan, bad actor, another controlled operative. What is he saying? The Biden border crisis will hit 12 million migrants in just 4 years. Hey, folks, you're being overtaken by bad actors who have sold you out, who have played the Judas, who continuously kiss up to you as they sell you out for 30 pieces of silver. That's what's going on in your country. And just like I told Sophia from New Hampshire, you go ahead and pray all that you want to. But if you fail to go out into the field and actually deal with the Goliaths of the world, which they are not that, nothing is going to change in your country.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a new top dog studio at the global box office. Universal Studios overtook Disney to earn the top spot in 2023. It's the first time Disney has failed to take the number one spot since 2016. Led by Oppenheimer and the Super Mario Brothers movie, Universal's two dozen movies released last year brought in $4.91 billion at the global box office. A woman is suing the Hershey Company after she opened a Reese's Halloween peanut butter cup, and it didn't look like the picture on the package. She was expecting the pumpkin-shaped candy to have a cute face, but instead, it had nothing. It was simply pumpkin-shaped. She says Hershey falsely represented its holiday candy, and she would not have bought it and spent her money had she known. What her lawyers are asking for, unclear. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get back to this in just a moment, but welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're going to be at the Salvation Army Christian Center tonight at 6 p.m. at Surprise, Arizona, 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, Surprise, Arizona at 6 p.m. tonight. Hopefully we're going to see you. Folks, we went a long ways to get here. And what I'd like to do without further ado is to get back right directly into our topic and concerning the points that I was making during the last segment. Furthermore, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. One of the things that I was just talking about is we just had Sophia call in, and I was asked what we can do about the problems concerning what the American people are facing. The 329.5 million people that are allowing 535 bad actors to destroy their country, leading through opposition, and they don't realize that they're leading through opposition. But the fact of the matter is when you look at your said representative government, the said good guys, what are they doing? They're handing you over to the bad guys, aren't they? What did Mike Johnson just say, friends? We're completely overrun. Well, Mikey, who let us become completely overrun if that was the case? Who's handing us over to the global agenda, friends? Well, they sit there and play the blame game. That's all it is. They're just playing the blame game. And then, interestingly enough, right after that, I brought up this, friends. Jim Jordan says Biden's border crisis will hit 12 migrants in 4 years. Americans, this is that political language that's been made and created to make lies sound truthful. And I continuously tell people, this is all nonsense. This is a created language. You complain about the establishment. You complain about going around the mountain, but you keep feeding on the same actors, the bad actors, the controlled operatives, 1 Kings 13:33. The vapes are stored. Those that are extorted. Are you not paying attention? Hey, folks, speaking of which, and I'm going to come right back to that point, speaking of the extorted, isn't it interesting how Americans, are you paying attention to all of this nonsense concerning Jeffrey Epstein and all the names on the list? Isn't it interesting how one American news just highlighted the Jeffrey Epstein court papers released, names listed in 943-page document? You know, but what's interesting about that, folks, they're not going to quite release them yet. Why? Because they need to keep dangling the carrot in front of your nose while they keep you distracted while you're being invaded by illegals that are being invited by your said representative government, by this treasonous Joe Biden. And you might want to take the time to read Article 3, Section 3, so you can understand what treason is, because that's the act that Joe Biden is committing right now. And all the said good guys are telling you that's exactly what he's doing. But what are they doing to stand against Joe Biden? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nobody's calling for justice. No. They're the ones alluring the illegals into America. Do you not understand what is happening here? The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. Who's leading the opposition more than Donald Trump and all these bad actors? Now we have Mike Johnson doing the same thing, and Jim Jordan and Jason Chaffetz. They're just leading the opposition without any reference to what I just highlighted in giving answer to Sophia concerning the answer she said she wanted. Now let me go back to this. Folks, you ask for the answers, and yet I give you the answers. But the problem is they're the answers that you don't want. And the reason they're the answers you don't want is because you actually have to do something about it and take your government in hand lawfully, right? Isn't that what our forefathers did? Yes. But what happens when you don't do that? What happens when you don't take your government in hand? I'll show you. I want to show you another outlet here. Mexican soldiers surprise or supervise migration route as illegals rush into the border. Do you want me to say that again? Mexican soldiers that are working with Joe Biden, the said president of the United States of America, that controlled operative committing treason that we all the well now know. I'm not telling you anything. I'm reporting to you everything that the mainstream media does not want you to hear, that he is corroborating with who? The Mexican cartel to drive these illegals into America. Your said president is working with the Mexican cartel, alluring them in with the help of the governors throughout the United States of America. And what are they doing? They're broadcasting and promulgating that this border issue is now a border issue for every state in the United States of America. Well, let me ask you something, friends. How could it be otherwise? They were the ones that allured them into the states. And the people in the prospective states across the country sat back and they let them do it. I wanted to show you what happened over in another country just recently concerning some of these migrants that are going into their country. We have African migrants charged in brutal beating, gang rape of husband and wife in a Germany Berlin park. Folks, this is information that we've had for a long time concerning what's going on here. But while the Afghans are being allured into America and they're given position in American government, they're even given flags in the state of Minnesota, isn't it interesting to note that we have a 900% increase of Chinese nationalists, and there's talking about Chinese troops throughout the United States of America? We already know that there's 35 jihad camps in America, but as long as you're distracted by what the good guys are doing by handing you over to this global initiative, not realizing they're bad actors and they are Judases who sold their souls, well, you're just going to keep acting. I'm sorry. You're just going to be inactive the way that you always have been by adding apathy and tolerance to add more strength to the tyrants that are bearing rule today. Isn't that right? Here, but here's the good news. Here's another article for you, friends, because this is exactly my point. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, okay? The way to continuously promote lawlessness is just remove the enforcement of law. And that's what your said good guys have done. Absolutely nothing in enforcing the laws against treasonous Joe Biden and his criminal administration. Folks, as I said before, they're not going to prosecute each other, as you've just seen from the Supreme Court injustices over the last week concerning the last crisis that they created. I mean, this is insane, folks. We're talking about going back to the border now, and I want you to pay attention to the facts here. White House blames Republicans for illegal immigration crisis. At the same time, you have the Department of Injustice suing states, allegedly, for enforcing the laws against illegals. The Department of Homeland Security and the Security Border Patrol are actually busing them into the United States of America, where, in fact, in Arizona, where I'm at right now, they get a free phone, they get a $5,000 debit card, and they get a plane ticket to the city of their choice. Do you understand that there's no difference between the right and the left? They're only playing the blame game. Hey, in the process, you're being invaded. In the process, you're being overtaken by illegals. Who's alluring the illegals into the United States of America? The federal and state governments and the mayors within. They can blame each other all that they want to, but they're all doing the same and pushing forth the same agenda as Joe Biden, aren't they? Aren't they? Come on. 1-866-582-9933. The White House blames Republicans. Well, Joe Biden said Department of Injustice is suing Texas, which he's not doing. They're just bouncing this off of each other while you're being invaded. Folks, it's going to get to the point where you're completely overtaken, where you can no longer stand up and resist what's going on here if you continuously sit on your supposed morals. Okay? I just want to make clear that you all understand what's going on here. And here's the good news before we take a hard break here. Here's the good news. I wanted you to see this because instead of going out and taking the threat serious, I want you to see this. Some of your responsible conservatives of the day, like Brent Bozell and Kevin Sorbo and Jason Chaffetz and others, they're all setting up to go on to another cruise, Americans. This is why, America, you're in trouble. When I bring up scripture reference like you lay it not to heart and you're not valiant for the truth, do you realize both those scriptures, one found in Malachi and the other one found in Jeremiah? Because you don't lay it to heart, because you're not valiant for the truth, this is what you're going to end up doing, folks. You're just going to go on a post-election cruise. You're going to just act like it's not really happening, like Mr. Jason Chaffetz there. You're going to just act like the said establishment that you're complaining about because you fail to lay it to heart and you fail to be valiant for the truth. And at the end of the day, folks, your country's being handed over to a bunch of illegals. And at the end of the day, when you're gone, your kids are going to be enslaved because you did nothing. Because you did nothing. I'm going to come back on the other side of this hard break, and I want to show you some other things that you have not seen. I can almost promise you you haven't. I've seen a report come out right now where numerous state capitals have been locked down after bomb threats. And, of course, it must be those radical right lunatics, right, those extremists that want the rule of law placed back in their country that are doing this. I'll address this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Understand that there is two voices. Over and over and over again, we hear Jesus saying to he who has ears, let him hear. To he who has eyes, let him see. When you find yourself, like I do, saying the same things to the same people, doing the same things and complaining about the same things that they're feeding into, you have to understand at that point you are dealing with the people that have ears but do not hear. They have eyes, but they do not see. It is truly that simple. When I think of 1 John 4, 5, and 6, and I'm going to get back to my main topic here, you have to understand that they are of the world. That's why they keep going along with this game. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. The Bible says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. These people that you, again, when they ask you for the answer and you give them the answer and it's not the one that they want to hear, it's because they can't hear. Or they just willfully reject the word of God. It kind of reminds me of a post I seen today where it said, you know, the people that are in hell today, it's not the people that God rejected. He said, on his post, he said, the people that are in hell today are the ones that rejected God. Yep. And it's the same thing for his truth. So while your country's under judgment, it's under judgment because you fail to keep his commandments, which is our wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. And no matter what I say, no matter how many times I show you corrupt politicians with smoking gun in their hand, you're going to go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt, and you're going to resort back to what? There's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it. And because you've come to that conclusion that there's nothing that you can do about it, what sort of change has it brought? Has it brought a betterment for your country? Has it brought a resolve? Has it brought righteousness and peace within the gate? Read Amos 5:15. Or has it brought more judgment? See, because your inaction, Americans, provoke God. Your inaction provokes the Most High God to bring about you what you fail to understand. Read Joshua. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over there really quick, and then I want to get back to my point here, 22. And I want you to listen to this carefully. It tells us in Joshua 22, verse 4, and now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren as he promised them. See, keep in mind, the book of Joshua is after they possessed the land. And possession means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. Our forefathers did that over 250 years ago. So you already got the possession. But once you have the possession, Joshua 22, verse 5 tells us, but take diligent, painstakingly, heed, take care unto yourselves to do the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you to love your Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. So once you have the possession, you are in fact supposed to keep the same commandments in dispossessing the enemies as you are to maintain the possession in keeping the enemies out of what the Lord has given you. And in this case, in America, on the backs of so many others. On the backs of so many others. Those that have sacrificed their blood, sweat, and tears, and Americans sitting back watching the very things that they fought against in third world countries, now submitting to such tyrants and despots in their own backyards, it is shameful. It is shameful. Let me branch off into the same topic in part. I just posted yesterday, I said, it's interesting how many people love their country. And those that listen to me, you've heard this before. It's interesting to note how many people love their country until they have to fight for it. Isn't that interesting? And I want to say, what I posted yesterday is absolutely true. Them that run from their state, when it is time for them to stand, deserve not their freedoms. They don't. Because these are issues that no one can run from. They must be faced. And if they're not, they're going to come to your front door. And I want to say something, too. I'm just thinking about in recollection concerning my conversation with our friend from New Hampshire, Sophia. If people would post the truth, and speak the truth and act accordingly and do their duty as to God and to man, we wouldn't be talking about the end times. We wouldn't be talking about being overthrown, but rather we would be establishing righteousness through judgment and dealing with the corrupt that are bringing this about. We would be establishing righteousness through judgment by cleaning up this mess that they have wickedly and purposely created. What's the conversation of the American people? Is it a biblical, scriptural context where our conversation become the gospel of Jesus Christ? Or has it become the gospel of we're under the judgments of God and there's nothing we can do about it? Hey, folks, and do nothing but highlight the said bad actors that we have in front of us right now that are literally handing us over unto a global order. That's exactly what they are doing. And it's exactly what they know they're doing. And I'm here to tell you for the thousandth time, friends, the best that you have, I am telling you that they are extorted. I am telling you they are blackmailed, just like the whole Jeffrey Epstein list coming out and how they're going to kick that down the road again, folks. Isn't it interesting, by the way, speaking of Jeffrey Epstein and all those names on that list, isn't it interesting how many names have been conveniently redacted? Isn't that crazy? And the American people, oh, it's not my favorite politician. Oh, it's not my favorite politician. Oh, I guarantee it's not him because he's out there and he's doing his best by calling Joe Biden names. Oh, yeah, he's calling them out for his crimes. As a matter of fact, he even said, Jim Jordan even said that Joe Biden is committing the act of treason. Well, due to the fact that Jim Jordan is sitting on congressional oversight, where are the articles of impeachment? I mean, when you have a Department of Justice suing a state to keep out illegals, is that not enough evidence to prove the point that I'm highlighting right now, that this said representative government that you have is a mere reflection of the American people who have turned their back on God? This isn't just a representation or a reflection of the bad guys in office. This is a reflection of the American people who have turned Judas on the Lord by failing to do his bidding. Read 94:16 of Psalm. I'm going to go there really quick, and I want to read it for you. And you tell me what the Lord's heart is in this issue, because when you read it, what does he say? He asks the question here. The Lord asks him the question, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity, lawlessness? Hey, friends, isn't that what the Lord continuously asks throughout the entirety of the Bible? Isn't that what the cross of Jesus Christ was all about, by bringing to the end the said devil unto judgment and casting him out the way he talks about in the book of John? Yes. Yes. And the Lord is looking for judgment because it's his very heart. It's the very heart of the Lord. Jeremiah 9:24. Read it when you get a moment. I got 2 minutes left. Fastest hour on national radio. Hey, friends, WOAN, again, giving you some news, information, numerous state capitals locked down after bomb threats. I want to say my first gut reaction to this is a red flag. This is another military psyop so they can continuously blame their political opposition for the bomb threats that never occurred. How many times have we seen this, folks? Again, take the time and watch a couple documentaries, not just any documentary, but dig in deep and find documentaries from foreign lands where they speak English on how dictators operate. Because what you're going to find, friends, is what they're trying to do is they're trying to solidify blaming their political oppositions for crimes that never happened. Just look at January 6th. And what am I highlighting right now? Numerous state capitals are locked down after bomb threats as they're bringing in illegals into America from the Middle East that hate our guts. They're not going to blame them. They will blame a domestic terrorist as to the ones that they themselves have defined. America, it's time for you to open your eyes as to who the enemies are in this country. Because what we see is a said representative government acting in such a fashion that is completely hostile and foreign to what it is our forefathers established as one nation under God. Love you by what we do, broadcasting out of Surprise, Arizona. Got an event at 6 p.m. tonight. Check out our schedule on
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.